सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावतीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः समस्तजनकल्याणी निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविप्रम्। किं कारणं ब्रह्म कुतस्म जाता जीवामकेन क्वच संप्रतिष्ठाः अधिष्ठितः सुखदरेषु कर्ता वर्तामहे ब्रह्मविदो व्यवस्थाम्। Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda used to say, unknown is known through the known. From what we know alone, we always learn what is unknown. You learned your language first as a mother tongue. From the mother tongue alone, you learned all other languages. What is already known is the platform from which you learn what is unknown. And if the known itself is uncertain, unknown will be never be understood. If the known itself is unclear, the unknown will become vague. If you are not a friend with someone, and his friend will not be definitely not your friend. The other person is introduced to you by this one. And if you don't believe in this person, you have a great doubt about the other one. So, Pramana, or the means of knowledge, starts from Pratyaksha, then goes to Paroksha, then it becomes Aparoksha. Meaning, evidential knowledge leads to what is that is seen, but what is to be known, but not directly available to me to see. Have you ever seen other planets? No. You do not place. From standing on the earth, you can look at all other planets if needed, if wanted, if possible. So standing on the platform of the changing, we are trying to understand the changeless. Right? From the changing body, mind, intellect, you are trying to understand the changeless Brahman. It will never be possible because contradiction. From the changeless, alone can be changeless known. If the, from the changing, you can never know the changeless. But when we understand within the changeless is the change, within the change is the changeless. That is why the teaching is about asking us to recognize the Atman. Then you will understand Brahman. If within me or as part as my own being remains that one which is changeless, then there is a possibility of the reality which is yonder as though, which is changeless, which is present everywhere. So from the relative perception, the absolute cannot be known. That is in the verse before that we saw, just before when we concluded yesterday. Yad atamaha, verse number 18. Yad adamaha तन्न दिवा न रात्रि न सत न अच असत शिव एव केवल दैट विच इज नॉट इग्नोरेंट अतम यदा तत् न दिवा इट इज नॉट डे बिकॉज डे एंड नाइट आर रिलेटिव न दिवा न रात्रि न सत नॉट कास और नॉट इफेक्ट न असत न कारणम शिव एव केवल तदक्षरम तत्सविदुर्वरेण्यम प्रज्ञा च तस्मात् प्रसृता पुराणी ऑल ऑफ देम आर न नॉट डार्कनेस और इग्नोरेंस न दिवा नॉट न डे न रात्रि नॉट नाइट न सत नॉट इफेक्ट न असत नॉट कारणम नॉट कॉज देन अद अक्षरम इट इज इम्पेरिशेबल these are all called vyatireka. It's not, it is not, it is not, it is not, it is not. Then what it is? Shivaha. Varenyam. Prajna. Its auspiciousness, most worshipful. Prajna, the pure consciousness. So, when there is darkness, I am conscious when there is light. So conscious. So high level, you say high. You know, it means what? It's having higher power. It's not physically high. Higher authorities are coming. Where? It's not above. So our awareness also is not anything above. Higher consciousness. What does it mean? It is more subtle, more powerful, not physically above. Now, urdhvam, na tiryang, not like below. Tiryang means this the level. Na madhyam. So, na tiryag, na urdhvam. Then, na madhye. And therefore, na parijagrabat. It cannot be grasped that way. It cannot be comprehended that way. It is not available for us to know that way. And nothing can be compared to that. Na tasya pratima asti. You cannot, na upama asti. You cannot, pratima means either a form or comparison. Prati ma. Ma means to measure. In Sanskrit, ma means to measure. Ma miyate. Upama means that which can be measured by bringing something else closer to it. This is like this when you say you are bringing another item closer to this and say, look at it now. So you are measuring, calculating, trying to understand one with the other. That's called upama, not upma. Upama. Pratima means exactly reflecting the qualities of the other. That is why when you stand in front of the mirror, it's called pratima. Or when you make a form of a person or God, it's called pratima. Trying to bring the complete reflection of the concept of God into a form. That's why it's called pratima. So, nacha tasya pratima asti. No form of God can represent pure consciousness. Nothing. You can yourself say, me, incomparable. What you are referring to is the Atman is incomparable, not available for any comparison. Tasya namaha mahat. Only thing we can say is his nature or name is great. Mahatyashaha, supremely great. So that is the reason why there is a story about Bhagavan Shiva appearing as a pillar of fire. And Bhagavan Vishnu and Brahma, they're wondering what this could be. Kaun hai ye? Suddenly he has appeared. So the Brahmaji said, you have taken the avatar of Kurma. Why not you go down and find out who it is? He went down and Brahmaji himself took the swan of his sons, went on and on and on and on and tried to find the beginning. Could not find. But the Brahma cheated, saying that I saw the top of it and brought a flower also. Ketaki. Then Vishnu accepted, conceded. I got defeated. Very honest, I couldn't find it. I couldn't find the beginning, end of it. Suddenly, the pillar of light became Bhagavan Shiva and blessed Shiva, Vishnu. You are truly a person who accepted your defeat. But this fellow. So, he actually, Brahmaji had five faces. One face was looking up, four faces plus extra one that he cut off because you are not worth having this head above. Then you become Chaturmukha Brahma. So, then Ketaki flower to be not used. But when we are to do upasana or in a temple, in a home, etc., we have to have a form representing your beloved Lord. It is called Ishtadevata, whether Shiva, Vishnu, whatever it is. It may be a Shivalinga, Shaligrama, or whatever you are using, it is the stone itself is not God, It's only pratima representation. It is just a stone, but you treat it like God. It's called nikrishta vastuni utkrishta buddhi. In an insignificant object, you superimpose importance. Very insignificant, but you feel very valuable with when you're looking at the Shivalinga or a Saligrama, which you are worshipping every day, then over a period of time, you do not want to part with that. He said, this is Shiva. According to you, that is Shiva. But your friend or somebody said, what? That is only a stone. But dare not you say that. So in your mind, it is a object of worthy of worship. Varenyam, as it is said before. It's worthy of worship. Continuing here, nasandrusho tishtati rupamanyah rupamasya
tishtati
rupamasya nachakshusha pashyati kaschanainam hrida hridistam manasa yenam एवं विदुः अमृतास्ते भवन्ति न सदृशे न सन्दृशे तिष्ठति रूपम् अस्य न अस्य रूपं सन्दृशते सन्दर्श मीन्स् टु कम्पेर् अगेन् नथिङ्ग् दट् ईस् अवैलबल् आर् सन्दृशे मीन्स् इट्स् अवैलबल् फार् सीयिङ्ग् न संदृशे रूपमस्य देर इज नो थिंग अवेलेबल फॉर इट टू बी सीन व्हेन सन इज देयर दृश्य इज पॉसिबल न संदृशे दैट्स व्हाई उपनिषद आल्सो सेज न तत्र चक्षुर्गच्छति न वा गच्छति न मनः न विद्मः न विजानीमः आईज कैनॉट गो देयर Ears cannot go there. Speech cannot go there. Navagachati, namanaha, mind cannot go there. When you say, I know God, stay far away such people. Huh? There is no question of knowing such. It is one thing to say, I know God. The second question is, does God know you? That I'm not sure. So na sandrishe dandrishe tishtati rupamasya tasya rupam yasya rupam na sandrishe tishtati whose form is not available for the eyes to know na chakshusha pashyati kachana enam with the eyes nobody has seen So I know I am but I have never seen it Are you there? Yes. Have you seen yourself? Yes, I've seen me myself in the mirror. That is only the body you have seen. Even mind you have not seen. Have you seen your mind? So one teacher in the school said that I don't think God is there because nobody has seen it. Nobody claimed to have seen it. So I don't think anybody can claim to have seen God. So whatever is not seen doesn't exist. One boy got up. Teacher, I have a question. What? Have you seen your brain? We know that it is not there. Do you know that? No, any one of you have seen it? No? Okay, let's conclude. According to his argument, that's what it is. Jo nahi dekhta hai, wo nahi hai. Whatever is not seen, not there. No. Na sandrishe tishtati, it is not available in the range of vision. Asya rupam na chakshusha kaschana pashyati enam. Nobody has seen it. Where is it? Hrida. In your own heart. Hridistam. In your own heart, staying there. Manasa ye enam. Idam viduhu by your mind, you will slow mind here, buddhi, sukshma buddhya, people come to know it. That's why the Upanishadic declaration, I am Atma Brahma, I am means this. I means this. So, I'm just handling the chapters 7 of Panchadashi. Only one verse is taken from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 290 verses on that. Atmanam chet vijaniyat, ayam asmi purushah, kimichan kasya kamaya shariram anusanjvaret. That's only one verse. Elaborate explanation about what that is, that what that verse means. 290 verses explanation. So these Mahatmas, then they start to contemplate, there is no end. Only the word I am, this is taken up and explained in 10 or 15 verses. I am, what does it, I am means? I am asmi the purushah, atmanam vijaniyat chet. If one comes to know the self as I am this, I am, similar to I am asmi, I am this, I exist as what? Atmanam chet vijaniyat I am iti. If one comes to know the self as this, then kimichan, for whose desire, or what desiring what? Kasya kamaya, for whose desire, thereafter he will follow the body and suffer. That's the only the statement. So, in Upanishad, I am Atma Brahma. This Atman is Brahma. What does it mean? This. Whatever is far away, we say that. That chair, that table, that person, that door. When it is closer to you, you say this. Is it not? This body. You don't say, no, I am having that body. Then you'll say, where is that? No, I mean this body. I am Deha. So whatever is close, you remember, I mean, you refer it as I am. So the discussion is it near or is it you? I am Brahma, I am Atma, when it is said, is it closer to you or it is you? I am Atma word is used for what? How is it used? So that discussion is about that. Now here also it is said, Hrida Hridihi Stam Manasa Ya Enam Evam Viduhu Am Amritaha Te Bhavanti Enam Enam This Evam in this way. Enamevam, in this way, this is known, but hrithistam iti manasa. So as you withdraw the mind slowly, 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 when any object of perception is discarded, only the subject has been taken as the reality. And when you try to objectify the subject itself, it stops. When you stand in front of the mirror and look at your reflection as you, nothing wrong, you look at the reflection. But as you start withdrawing your attention from that mirror to yourself, then even if somebody takes away the mirror and walks away, you don't become absent. If you think you are that, then there is a major problem. Somebody takes, hey, don't take something. Oh, it has the movement detector. When I moved, it just moved. Camera moved. That means what? If the mirror is taken. I also go with that mirror. Anyway, this is the form detector, it is there. So if I go like this. moves. No, I know, but it moves. The camera, the lens is moving.
Oh, it moves.
As yeah, when I move like this, it moves. Ah, it moves. So if the mirror is taken away, will I disappear? Do I? Now, if you understand this very carefully, when your body goes away, you don't become absent. You are reflected in the body. Think of it as a mirror. That's what you think you are. Somebody thinks, looking at the mirror, that is me. Forgetting this, that is me. And the body is taken out. I'm gone. Who's saying? It not looking at the body? Foundation, like second foundation from foundation. If the mirror is dirty, we think it is a I am dirty. If you think. So if the body is old, I am old. You are not old, but that mirror is old. So when I consider my physical body alone as a reality, it is nothing but my own reflection alone is appearing as this body. When that body is taken out, like a mirror is taken out, image is gone. Reality is still there. Mirror is broken. What happens? I'm broken into pieces. So now, from the body, you come to the mind. If the thoughts that are appearing in my mind is me, if mind thoughts are not there, then who are you? Are you there or not? Just like the mirror mind reflecting you, you think it is you. When the mirror is broken or taken away, you don't become absent. Similarly, I, the consciousness who is reflected now in the mind, when the thoughts in the mind disappear in the state of sleep or samadhi, I still exist. Is a manasa yenam evam viduhu. This way one comes to know his eternal presence. Amrutaha te bhavanti. They don't become immortal. They know that they have been immortal. Not that I become. So if you do not come in front of the mirror will reflect you. Mirror will not reflect you if you are not standing in front of it. As much as when you are standing, if mirror is taken away, you don't become absent. So I was always there, even before the mirror came. And as the mirror came, I'm still there. As the mirror is taken out, I'm still there. That is called Amritatva. I'm always there. So that's what Bhagavan Krishna told Arjuna. Hey, you are always there. These people are always there. You cannot kill them. So why am I standing there in the war field then? If all of them are going to be there all the time, whom am I killing? Nayam hantina hanyate. It neither kills nor gets killed. So therefore, in the next verse, it says, ajata iti ye ityevam
kaschid
bhiru prapadyate rudrayate dakshinam mukham tenamam pahi nityam. What is amrutah? Ajatah. That which is immortal is that which is never born. So you would say, even absence is never born. Is that argument correct? Jo nahi tha, pehle bhi nahi tha, and in the beginning of the universe also it was not there. Therefore, ajata, ajnan. Meaning, even asat, asat abhi ajata. That argument will come. Absence is also meaningless. Absence is also meaningless. We are not talking about absence here. So Buddhists would say the absence of everything was always there. So therefore, it is also ajataka, unborn. That argument is not true because ajatasya anubhavam nakasachit bhavati. Experience of the absence by itself is not possible. To experience the absence of something, it has to be there. Something must be there to experience the absence. This is also philosophical hair pullers. So here, this Atma is ajatah iti evam kaschit bhiruhu prabhatyate. So one would say it is unborn. A frightened person will come to understand Bhagavan with fear. To that frightened one, you are the beginningless one, meaning God is the beginningless one. This is considered as the prayer to Lord Rudra. So God is birthless and deathless, so Lord Death is said to be to reside in the south direction. This is God Agoraha. Agoraha is the name of the one of the faces of Lord Shiva, Panchamukha. He is having five faces. So it is beautiful verses are Satyo Jatam Prabhatye Satyo Jata Yave Namo Namaha Agore Ebhyo Dagore Ebhyo Gora Goratarebhyah. See, these five faces of the Lord representing five elements. Satyo Jata is the element earth. It is expressing the power of creation. Sadyojata. Sadhya means at once. Jata means born. Meaning it is born without any external influence. Creation has no external influence. Though creation takes place continuously. And it takes place without any external instigation, external influence. It's based upon the Lord's its own kalpana. So Sadyo Jata is considered as Srishti Shakti. And it is representing Prithvi Tattva. Then comes Vamadeva. Vamadeva. So, Satyo Jatam Prapadyami Satyo Jata Yavai Namo Namaha. One face. Vamadeva Namo Jeshtaya Namah Sreshtaya Namo Rudraya Namah Kalaya Namah Kalavikaranaya Namo Balavikaranaya Namo Bhalaya Namo Bhalapramadanaya Namah Sarvabhutadamanaya Namo Manonmanaya Namaha. So, Vamadeva is the next one. That is representing water, Apa Tattva, or Jala Tattva. It is facing the north. The first one is facing the west. The west-facing face of the Lord is known as Sadyojata. The north-facing the Lord is known as, starting from here, west, then I'm talking from the south, standing in the south. West is creation. North facing the Lord is known as Vamadeva. And he is known as the Jala Tattva, preservation. So construction or creation, then preservation. That is the north facing the Lord, north facing face of the Lord Shiva. That is Vamadeva. Then comes next one, which is Samhara Tattva, which is known as Agora. Agore ebhyo dagore ebhyo gora gora tarebhya sarve ebhyas sarva sarve ebhyo namaste astru rutra rupah south. We'll come to the east later. South. South is for destruction. So that is known as Samhar Shakti, which is fire. So the earth is power of creation. Water is the power of preservation. Because without life, nothing can be preserved. Preservation means, the sustenance means water should be there. And the fire element is that which extinguishes everything. That is Agora. That is what is mentioned here. Facing south. Americans also say, how is your business? Gone south. Meaning what? No, actually, they're taken to South India. That's what I mean. So, gone south means. So, are you, this time vacation, where are you going? Going south. Going south means you're not going for destruction. So, that is Agni Tattva. Then comes Tatpurusha. Tatpurushaya Vidmahe Mahadevaya Dimahi. Tanno Rudra Prachodayat. This is Vayu Tattva. Vayu Tattva is known as Tatpurusha. And that is known as. So we have seen construction, preservation, destruction. In between, what it is there? All the bigness. All the various obstacles coming in the way while living. So when you are living, between living and dying, whole form of obstacles that come, the lord of that is known as Tatpurusha. Tatpurushaya vidmahe mahadevaya dimahi anno rudra prachodayat. Then last one is Ishana sarva vidyana. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Brahmadipadir Brahmanodipadir Brahma Shivome Asusada Shivom. That is space. The space is known as the one who releases you from all this. That is knowledge. That's why it said Ishana Sarva Vidyanam Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Brahma Adipadir Brahmanodipadir Brahma Shivome Astu Sadashivom. All of them included in that Shiva. So from the act of creation, act of preservation, act of destruction, act of vigna's or the creating of the all the various obstacles, and finally release. See, interesting thing is when we are living in this world, if there is no problem at all, we never think about God. Right? Sankata Kale Venkata Ramana. So, Bhagavan creates obstruction for you to remember Him. See, release is most enjoyed only when you are recognizing the bondage. When you are freely living in this world, somebody takes you and puts you in a jail or puts you in a room and locked. How you want to come out? Especially the dog, you know. In the room, in the house is there. Whenever I go there, I tell them, no, 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 dog should not be there. So they put him in the garage or something. It'll go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And then the people at the home, they say, when does Swamiji leave now? Not me. The dog is actually thinking about my departure as soon as possible. So as soon as I step outside the home, the teenager of the house goes and opens the garage. And that fellow starts to run towards me only. So when it is captivated, captured at some point of time, the release becomes great joy. When it is always there, you don't feel it is important. Only when the air is not available, you feel the Kailash me. When we are pretty much air is available, you don't care about it. So this vikna is created only for valuing that moksha. When you are healthy, you don't feel anything great about it. But when you fall sick and recover, finally, sorry, outside the hospital. Very good. Earlier also, you were outside the hospital. But now I feel relieved. So, Vigna is created only. It's called Tiraskaranam, Tirobhutaha, Bhavish, and then Avishkaranam. That's the Sadashiva. Tiraskaranam is to cover. Then Avishkaranam is to remove that cover. So here, that Ishana is the one who opens up, releases, brings you out. So that is space. That is called Akashatattva. So here, Bhagavan is worshipped with fear, as Agora. That's why he says, Ritam yat Rudra yatte dakshinam mukham. The south facing the Lord, Te namam pahi nityam. So, O Lord, please protect me. Now comes the portions of Rudra. Rudram Chamakam, some of you know. In the Rudram, there is a prayer about, oh, please kill, don't kill me. Please protect me. Please don't kill anyone. Please don't you show your anger. Don't take your bow. Don't put your, if even if you take the bow, don't put the arrow in that. Even if you put the arrow, don't base it on me. So you see here. Manasto ketanaye mana ayushri. Mano Gosho Mano Ashveshu Dirishah Abhishmantah Sadamitvahavamahe. This is a part of Rudram chanting. Manastoke mana ayushi mano goshu mano asveshuririshah veeran mano o rudra bhamito vadir havishmanto namasa videmate. That is namasa videmate sadamitva avamahe. So do not kill anyone. Oh, I pray to you, O Lord. Ma naha toke, not our children. Naha means our. Manastoke tanaye. Tanaye means our grandchildren. Na ayushi. Do not destroy the lifespan. Mano goshu. Not our cows. Mano ashveshu. Not our horses. Ririshaha. Maririshaha, that's the main point. Do not destroy. Maririshaha nastoke tanaye. Manaririshaha na ayushi. Manairishaha na goge gavesh goshu. Manarishaha na ashveshu. Ririshaha will go common. Do not bring destruction. Preshanam maranam. Vinasham na karshihi. Do not bring about destruction, death to any one of them. Also, it is not only my son, my grandchildren, my cows and my horses, my life, but also he says, Viran mano, Ririshaha, not even our servants. Oh, great. Viran means heroes, meaning those who are taking care of us. Viran mano e rudra na, so bhamitaha. Bhamitaha means all with your anger. With your anger. Vadihi, do not kill. Viran mano rudra bhamito vadihi. Vad means to kill. Vad means to destroy. Avada means not to destroy. So Avadapuri is Ayodhya. Ayodhya is that place nobody can destroy. And nobody can even fight with that. That's called Avadh, Avadhi. So, Ayodhya also. So, Viran Mano Rudrama Vyado Avadhi Havishmantaha Vadihi Vadihi Avishmantaha. We the one with the all the oblations that are there in our hand. Sadam. Sadam means Sada. These are all Vedic words. So you will not understand directly as a Sanskrit what we know today. But these are all the Vedic time, how they use the word. Sadam means Sada. Sada. Itva. Itva means having. Iti Itva. So become Itva. Thus to you, Havamahe, we offer. Pujayamahe, we naha pujayamahe. We all of us would worship you so that you do not destroy. Because Rudra, when it takes the form of a agora. So when Bhagavan Shiva came to know about Sati's departure, she jumped into the fire. That is the time Bhagavan Shiva's epithet, one part of it became Rudra. Went to destroy that. Sati's father, who's that? Daksha Prajapati. He went and destroyed the entire place out there. So, the morning also is saying that nothing is permanent in this place. But when it happens successively, correctly, we accept. See, death is accepted if it happens to a person who is 90 or 80 or 95-year-old. But if there's a 65-year-old, we say, oh, what happened? Why? Untimely death. Once Gurudev was invited to somebody's house, which is Griha Pravesh. He was invited. So, I mean, he showed all the places, everything. Then he asked Swamiji, there is a big book, guest book. Please write some blessings. He wrote, may the Lord bless you in such a way that your grandfather dies first, then your father, then you, then your son, then your grandson. It's a blessing. He said, Swamiji, you are talking about death, 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 death. Is it a blessing? Yes. If it happens in this way, it's a death. It's a blessing. If your grandson says before you, it's a tragedy. If your grandfather should die first, after that your father, after that you, after that your son, after that your grandson, it's good. That's a blessing. Now we concluded chapter 4 successfully. Now this next chapter, that is chapter 5, first talks about the nature of the reality and then nature of the jiva. So this is how it is divided into two parts. Now we'll read first verse in chapter 5. Dve akshare brahma bharatvanante vidya vidye nihite yatra ghude charanto vidya kyamatam tu vidya amrutam tu vidya vidya vidye ishate yastu sonyah dve akshare. In this is found in chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita also. Chara sarvani bhutani kutastho akshara ucchate uttama purushastu anyah. Sharaha means kshayam gacchati. That which is subject to destruction is sarvani bhutani. Is it some Sindhi's name? No. Sarvani bhutani. It's not some Sindhi name. Somebody, when they did not know Gita, no? So, Gita or any other such mantras. So, they went to a temple, one Sindhi gentleman went to a temple. And then at the end of the puja, they all got up. You know, all of them get up. Yani Ganicha Papani Japapani Madhyanmandanikrajanatanicha. So, they're looking for Yani Kani Japapani. Ambani, Multani. The names are there now. I think Gujarati also some names are there, right? Last name is Anis are there, right? So Adani, Ambani, Al Multani. So here they were going around. Yanika, so everybody is looking for such a person. And where is he? So here. Sarvani Bhutani, Sharas Sarvani Bhutani. All subject to destruction are all beings. Kutastha Aksharam. Here Kutastha means Kutaivastitam or Kutestitam. That which is hidden among the perishable is the relative imperishable. That's Maya. There is Dve Akshara. That's why I say Dve Akshare. One is relatively indestructible. Brahma Pare to Anante, that is there in the Brahma Pare, in the Supreme Absolute Reality, which is Anante, in that infinite one, which is known as Vidya Avidya, together become Vidya Vidye, knowledge and ignorance. Nihite, present. Yatra Gude, which is there in the innermost recess. So in that Kharam to Avidya, that which is subject to destruction is born out of ignorance. Meaning what? That which is there, but it will not be there all the time. That is called Kharam. That which is subject to destruction is called avidya. So let's say that your child does not know math. Until when? Until the child goes to the school, after some time, I know math. So the absence of knowledge, ignorance, is replaced by knowledge. That the absence of knowledge is destroyed. So, Kharam to avidya. Amrutam to Vidya, but not subject to destruction at all, is known as Vidya. Amrutam. So that is why it is Upanishad also says, Amrutam tvam hi vindate, Atmana vindate viryam, Vidyaya vindate amrutam. Indian Upanishad. So Vidya, the knowledge, reveals you what is always there. Kharam tu avidya, amrutam tu vidya. Now, interesting thing is, these two, knowledge and ignorance, not knowing and knowing, both of them are the level of buddhi only. Awareness is far away from that. So that's why I say, vidya avidya ishate yastu saha anyaha. This is why Bhagavan also said in Purushottamastu Anyaha. Charasarvani Bhutani Kutastokshara Muchade Uttama Purushastu Anyaha Paramatma Ityudakrutaha Yo Lokatrayamavishya Vipartyavyeshwarah. Now, interestingly, in Sanskrit, Pratama Purusha is you, not you, that. Pratama Purusha, Madhyama Purusha is you. So whenever I say Ramaha, Saha Ramaha, it is called Pradama Purusha. Tvam Ramaha is Madhyama Purusha. Aham Ramaha is Uttama Purusha. So that's why he's written here as Saha Anyaha Ishate Uttama. Uttamami means what? It is a great. In what way it is great? Because it is you. उत्तमपुरुषस्तु अन्यः परमात्मा इत्युदाहृतः. उत्तमपुरुष इस् अनदर वन विच इस् नोन एस् परमात्मा. वै इट इस् सो? बिकास् प्रथमपुरुष विच इस् द थर्ड पर्सन. सी, इन इंग्लिश इट इस् थर्ड पर्सन, सेकंड पर्सन, फर्स्ट पर्सन, राइट? थर्ड पर्सन इज समबडी हू इज फार अवे, सेकंड पर्सन इज वन हू इज इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी, फर्स्ट पर्सन इज मी. But in Sanskrit, Pradhama Purusha is the opposite. Pradhama Purusha is third person. Pradhama, the word, third person. And Madhyama is the second person. And Uttama is first person. This first person, why it is so Uttama Purusha? Because without Uttama, Pradhama and Madhyama doesn't exist. Think. If you are not there, whom do you refer it as that and this? Uttama Purushah na asti chet. If I the presence of the consciousness is not there, how do I know the existence of the third and the second? So that's why it's called Uttama Purusha. So Uttama Purushastu Anyaha. Here it is said, Ishade Yastu Saha Anyaha. That Anyaha, the different one from Vidya and Avidya, which are relative, Ishade, he rules. He is the best. So this next verse we have seen in the previous chapter also. Yo yoni myoni adhitishtati ekaha. विश्वानि रूपाणि योनिश्च सर्वाः. ऋषिं प्रसूतं कपिलं यस्तमग्रे. ज्ञानैर्बिभर्ति जायमानं च पश्येत्. Yonim yonim adhitishtati. In every womb it is present. In every living being present. We saw that there are four kinds of living creature possible. Udbija, Andaja, Shvedaja and Jarayuja. Born out of egg, Andaja. Born out of seed, Udbija. Born out of sweat, Shvedaja. Born out of body, Jarayuja. Mammals. So these four different yonis, yonim yonim adhitishtati yaha yekaha, that is only one. Vishwani rupani yonischa sarva, all beings are ruled by the same person. Anything you say it exists, it exists because of the one who is present in all as existence. If you say this bottle of water exists, the existence of the bottle of water is one thing. But the awareness of the existence of the bottle is only known to me who is aware. Without this awareness, existence of this cannot be realized. So the realization of the existence of the bottle of water is extended by the presence of this one, which is aware of itself, and that it extends its own awareness up to this point. The one who is present in every yoni is Vishwani Rupani Yonischa Sarvaha. Then in the beginning, Rishim Prasprodam, he has created the Rishi, the sage, Kapilam Rishim, the Kapila Rishi. One meaning of Kapila Rishi is the Vishnu's avatar, one who gave the Sankhya Yoga to the world. Kanda, I mean, his father, his own mother, he taught. The Kapila Rishi taught his own mother first when she asked this question, what is the reality of this world? Devahuti Arni. So he gave the knowledge. So, but he, that may mean, as Guruji writes here also, the sage Kapila is the one who is the avatar of Vishnu. Or Kapila means one who is the Brahma, the total mind. Rishim Kapilam Agre Yaha Prasudam. He the one who created the Kapila Muni in the beginning itself. Jnanaihi Bibharti, and with the knowledge he is sustaining the entire creation, filling the entire creation. Jayamanam chapashyete. Not only what is there and whatever is going to be there also. All of them, whatever is born in the past, whatever is being born in the present, whatever will be born in the future, all of them are sustained by the same. That's why Bhagavan Krishna also said in Gita chapter 14, you will see that all living beings, they are all within the grasp of the three gunas only. Before he was talking about that, Mama yorir mahat brahma tasmin garbham dadamyaham. Brahma is Mama yoni. The womb of mine is Brahma. Tasmin garbham dadamyaham. Sambhava sarva bhutanam tato bhavati bharata. All living beings are born out of that only. Me pehle garbh ko diya, garbh ko dhan diya, wo me hu, me pat, me paramapita. I am the supreme first born or first father of the world. Sarva yonishu kaunteya murtaya sambhavanti yaha. All various forms that are coming out of all the different yonis, they are nothing but tesham brahma mahat yonihi tasmin garbhe tadaya. Into that only I give. So, the aham bija prada bija bija prada pita. I am the one who gave. Otherwise, this question will always come, no? Which came first, tree or the seed? Without the seed, the tree cannot come. Without the tree, the seed cannot come. So, without the egg, the chicken cannot come. So, which one will come first? Whichever you order first. Ekaikam jalam bahuta vikurvan. Asmin shetre samharatyesha devah. Bhuyas srishtva padayas tasteshah. Sarvadipatyam kurute mahatma.
Sarvadipatyam kurute mahatma.
Bhagavan is the first one who created world wide web. Eka ekam jalam. Jalam is net. World wide web. www. He created that. Eka ekam, each one. See, if you look at the, even in the clear night, when you look at the sky, it's like a net there. Net of, as though the sky is filled with the whole galaxy is seen, caught up in a net of the space. Think of it. It's all connected. It's all being connected by the invisible net. They are all standing individually, appearing individually, and it appears individually, but they are all connected. Once it is asked by Sri Ramana, I mean Ramakrishna Paramahamsa was asked this question. What is the nature of this Lord? He said, when you look at the sky in the night, when there is no external light, etc., when you look at it, how bright stars are all over the place. It is like you take a black cloth and make a lot of holes and put it in front of a bright light. And go stand behind. What do you see? You don't see the bright light, but the light emanating through each of the black holes. Right? In the same way, if you remove the curtain of this net, that is what Bhagavan did. When he showed the Vishwarupa, Arjun said, I just cannot see. As though 1,000 suns have risen at the same time. Yugabat, Surya, and thousands of Surya. Sahasra Suryan, Yugabat Uttidam. The thousands of suns have risen up at the same time. What a light it would be. One sun we cannot tolerate. Thousands of them at the same time when they rise up. So it is as though in that light you put a black cloth and then put small holes. Then you see. Behind the whole thing is the most bright presence there. So this net is created by the Lord as Eka Ekam Jalam Bahuta Vikurvan. In many ways, he multivariously he was making this. Tasmin Kshetre Samharati Esha Devaha. And also, not only he creates, he destroys also. That's why in the Upanishad it is given like that Yador Nana Bisjate Krishnate Cha. Just like a spider creates the web out of its mouth and swallows the same thing within itself. Srijate Krishnate Cha. As though it is creating the web and removing. What does it mean? Like that of the spider does not take any other external aid. It creates on its own in the same way. Bhuya, again, after having withdrawn the whole thing, Bhuya Srishtva Pataya Pataya. After having withdrawn, again he creates whom? Not only the creation, but all the protectors of the world also. Pataya Srishtva Tada Isha, that very Lord. Sarva Adipatyam Kurute. He rules over the whole thing. Mahatma. The Lord is, see, the word Kshetra, very much used in Gita also. Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre. Or in 13th chapter again, Kshetra, 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 Vivaga Yoga. The word Kshetra means field. Literally means field. And I think Punjabi, you know, there's a Ketra. Ketra? Ketra. Why Ketra? Ksha, they cannot pronounce. They can Ketra. So Ketra. Ksha, you know, that conjunct consonant. That, so Ketra, so what does it mean? What does it mean? It means that you put a particular seed and it grows. Let's say you do paddy. And you grow after cultivating paddy, you remove that. After that, they won't immediately put the paddy, but put something else. Soya bean. That grows. Then remove that. Then they put something else. Then remove that. And then put. In the same way, Bhagavan's creation is in this kshetra where one field is over, he again uses the same field for next one. Again uses the next one for the same. Again he uses the same. So that is why it's called the Kshetra. So, Sarvadipatyam Kurude Mahatma. This entire creation, Kshetra is used, Kurvan Tasmin Kshetre Samharati Esha Devaha Sarvadisha Urdvamadaschatiryak.
Sarva.
Akashayan Brajate Yet Anad Yet Yet Hanadwan Evam Sadevo Bhagavan Parivarinyaha Yoni Swabhavan Atitishtate Kaha. Sarva Devaha, Sarva Dishaha. In all direction, Urdvam Atascha. So 4 plus 4, 4 and then in between. So 8 plus 2. South, southeast, east, northeast, north, northwest, west, southwest. All the 10 directions, 8 directions, plus Urdvam Adascha. So, Sarva, Sarva Dishaha, Urdvam Adascha, Tiryak, across also. Not above, not below, in the middle. Prakashayan, illuminating all of them, Brajate shines, that which shines like that of the sun. Anadvan means the one who is that similar to that of the sun, but not sun. Like the sun, but not the sun. Because that closest similarity we can give only to the sun. Because sun, when it comes up, it is not one by one he lights up. As it comes up, everything lit up at the same time, at once. In the same way, just like the sun, evam sadevah bhagavan. That deva is Bhagavan. Now, see the interesting, somebody made this point clear to me. When you say God, there are words that we use interchangeably, God, Lord. Right? Therefore, there is a difference in Sanskrit also, Bhagavan and Devaha. When you say Deva, it represents all the Chota Mota gods. Bhagavan, when you say it, only represents the Lord. Basically, it is a Lord who overrules all other Devatas, all other gods. Surya Devata, Chandra Devata, Agni Devata, Vayu Devata. But we elevate into Vayu Bhagavan. Actually, Bhagavan is only one. Bhagavan is only one. Whether you call him Vishnu or Rudra, Shiva or Brahma, this Shiva Bhagavan, you don't say Shiva Devata. So then you have brought down to him to a local god. Chota Bhagavan. So Devata, when you say Devaha, Devata, when you say it is representing limited power. When you say Bhagavan, it is unlimited presence. Bhagavan Vishnu, Bhagavan Shiva, Bhagavan Brahma. So, but we, what we do? Bhagavan Agni. Nay, but Devata it is. Agni Devata, not Agni Bhagavan. So, but in Hindi and many other languages, not recognizing this distinction, they call it every day as Bhagavan only. So, really speaking, if you want to use in English, God is different from the Lord. The God is of a limited power. But Lord is of unlimited power. He is lording over everything. We say that. He is a lord of everything. Meaning was, he overpowers everyone's power. So here is used word, Bhagavan. Varenyaha, most worshipful. Varenyaha, yonihi swabhavan, of the nature of. By nature, he is the very Oni of all things. He is the very source of all things. And Yonihi Swabhavan Adhitishtati Ekaha presides over everything as one. So, continuing here, the last one with two more we'll see. And now. Yachaswabhavam pajati Vishwayonihi. Pachyanchasarvan parinamayetyah. Sarvam edat vishwam adhitishtatyekah. सर्वान् विनियोजयेद्यः यः स्वभावं पचति एज भगवान कृष्ण ऑल्सो सेड एवरीथिंग इज क्रिएटेड एंड द गुणास आर एम्बेडेड इन दैट And in this Gunatraya Vibhaga, when he starts in 14, he extends all the way up to 18 chapter. Why? Because not everything is same. Food is not the same. Food also has got three. Rajasic food, Samasic food, Tatvic food. People are of three types. Karma is of three types. Karta has a three types. Karana is a three types. Yajna is three types. Dhanam is three types. Tapas is three types. Why is he explaining that? Because the variety should be understood as distinct from each other, but you have a choice to choose them. If there is a tamasic food in front of you, you start liking it based upon your tamasic tendency. If there is yatayamam, gatarasam, paryushitam, yatayama means 3 hours old. If you cook, after 3 hours later you take, that's called tamas. Okay, not three. You mean my wife cooked for 3 years? Not hours. She knows that I will otherwise eat unhealthy food. Before she went to India, she cooked for 3 months. Take it out and heat it up and eat. Heat it up and eat. Heat it up and eat. Yatayamam, 1, 3 hours old, it is. Gatarasam, no taste at all. Paryushidam, stale. Utham, it is unfit to be given to anyone. Shishtam means that which is left behind. That's what we eat. So when we eat that kind of food, our mind also becomes very dull. So when our tamasic tendency is high, we like that kind of food. Smelly, stale. Chal mere bhai. So you drink that, which is so old, and you get so deluded. What did the food do there? That's what it does to you. So everything in this world has got a sattvika, rajasika, tamasika nature. So that's what he said. Yachya swabhavam pachati. Pachati means he provides, he extends, he installs that. Nishpadayati, he distributes. Vishwayonihi who? Yaha Vishwayonihi. He the one who is the very womb of all beings. So, based upon what condition he will give that kind of a quality based upon your karma. What you have done in the past decides what kind of a body you get, what kind of the world that you live in. If you are a tamasic action you have done in the past, you take the tamasic body only. That's explained in the 14th chapter. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha. Madhye tishtanti rajasaha, adho gacchanti tamasaha. Tamasa karmanaha, tamasam gacchanti. Sattva karmanaha, sattvam gacchanti. Rajasa karmanaha, rajasam gacchanti. Rajasam yonim gacchanti. So then, if one has done the tamasic action in the past, then you will get tamasic body and then you live in the environment which is tamasic. And to come out of it's very difficult. Why? Because you do not even have a choice. If a boy or a girl living in the deep Amazon forest, having no access to knowledge, no access to anything, when that person lives there, doesn't even know that he has a choice. They live in that condition similar to animal hunting and down and eating whatever they develop. So not necessarily one has to live in the Amazon forest. One who's sitting and ordering only Amazon. That one also. Food also comes to doorstep. So tamasic. I'm sick. And tamas. It's called tamasic. Not get up and do it once and no. Everything doorstep. So Vishwayonihi Pachati. Pachyamsa sarvan parinamayet yaha. But those who are the entire creation, so and all these pachyan, various beings who are provided with different qualities, all of them are ordained by him and he also modifies them. Parinamayeti. So a person who is sattvic or tamasic can change to Sattva, other possible. That is possible only when the mind of the individual starts to worship the Lord. come out of tamas to rajas to sattva. So sarvam etat vishvam adhitishtati ekaha, the one who is ruling over the entire thing by himself, gunamscha, also gunas. Right? He himself is gunatitaha, but he rules over all the gunas. Sarvan viniyojayet, and he distributes all of them, all those qualities. So in other words, what? If you are tamasic or rajasic, if you worship that one very fervently and devotedly, he will make sure that your own tendency also changes from sattva and, I mean, rajas and tamas to sattva. Also, the environment around you will also change to help you to become sattvic. We'll see more in the next session. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah, Hari Om.